Squad? Mizzy World Entertainment is excited to present episode 14 of Mad Mizzy Sports, presenting your host, Mizzy World, and Vern Knowledge, my cousin. What's good, cuzzo?
What's the deal, cousin?
Presenting a special guest. Welcome aboard, Leck, my cousin.
Yo, what's the deal, baby?
What's going on, cousin?
I'm good, baby. How everybody?
We chilling, man. We had to bring Lack on because, he's very knowledgeable on his football stuff. He's a football player himself, of course, like we all are. But also because his boys, we're going to get into it later. Vern, you want to lead us as usual? You want to lead us as usual, Vern?
Honestly, we did say we was going to do it one way, but let's lead off because we have Lack on.
You want to lead off with that?
Let's lead off with that.
You want to lead off with that?
Just because we have Lack
on. Oh, my God. You want to do that?
Let's do that.
I don't think he prepared.
And I think we got to talk about your coach as well.
Ooh.
So that's another thing.
Okay, let's start off with the chokers. Go ahead, Vern, lead us up.
So, who was the biggest disappointment that didn't make the playoffs? Chargers, Colts.
Who's answering first?
Lack. As a Chargers fan.
I'm definitely had to say the Chargers because we had bigger expectations going into the season. Mm-hmm. So I thought that we had a better chance going to the playoffs.
What happened with the Texans, cuz? We were texting in the group text. Oh, and I know, man, and I hate when people text me during a game. Especially, I know, and I apologize because I hate when people text me during a game that I know the Niners should win and they like, right. And they rubbing it in. Rubbing I really in. Hate that shit, cuz. Right. But I couldn't resist.
And it wasn't even a close
what
game.
What happened? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They beat this shit.
I don't know what happened that game. Like,
and if coaches got fired,
I don't know.
Like, yeah, that
was just a bad game for us right there. That was just a bad game, offense and defense, basically.
Davis Mills.
Honestly, I think that was the game that kept him out of the game. Me personally,
that was the game. That was honestly the Colts Raiders game. Even though the Raiders are a little bit better team, but the Colts should have beat the Raiders and locked that up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, or even what was the game? I think it might have been a game before that too that they lost. But regardless, I feel like the Colts fumbled it up too. But for me, I would probably go with the Colts just because you were there and you rounded into a form that people were scared of leading into the playoffs. It wasn't even a question if you were going into the playoffs. It was a question of how scary are you going to be? And people thought, y'all going to be scary as hell because y'all can run.
Because y'all can run the football.
Can they make the playoffs? Can they beat the Jets?
That's crazy.
For me, I'm going to go with the Colts as well just because of that aspect of the Jaguars.
That's
one win you get in. You beat the Jaguars, you are in the playoffs.
Does this hold up? Let me toss this little salt in there though. The Jags did beat a couple teams this year on some surprise shit. The Jags tripped up a couple teams. They beat the Bills.
You beat the Coast
in the regular season with no playoff implication.
That's true. I mean,
you have one game to win, and is the Jaguars standing in your way?
The Jacksonville Jaguars.
Trevor Lawrence,
not a real Jaguar in the
game of the season. Against you guys.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Come on, bro. It's the Indianapolis Colts. And I know you're a Chargers fan. You're going to say the Chargers. I get it.
Yeah.
It was disappointing for the Chargers as well. But I feel like with the Chargers, it didn't feel nearly as bad simply because of just because we micromanage it every now. Like for the millennials and then the Gen Z, we all millennials. Mm-hmm. But we micromanaged everything. And it comes down to just like main events. And then it's like, like, I know y'all had bigger aspirations. Listen, but when it comes down to, all right, y'all lost to the Raiders in overtime, a gritty game. And then you think about the Colts came in and got beat on.
Beat on by division game, though.
By the Jags.
That means the Colts, y'all, that's y'all division? Show up.
All the more reason to win the game.
Show up. Y'all ain't beat the Jags in Deptford County in how long? Come on, man.
Yeah, man.
Come on, man.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Out of pocket, man. We just
into the next tech segment. I brung up the firing of the Texans coach. Let's just talk about the firings. I want to say, what was the most surprising firing to you? Because I want to say, I'm going to lead off and say
I know who yours is, and mine is the same one. I mean, I feel like it's everybody's. It's going to be unanimous. Yeah, it's Brian Flores. How do you fire your Brian Flores after what he's done the past two seasons in Miami? Mm-hmm. For me, I haven't seen Miami be as competitive as they've been since he's been a coach. Since what, Chad Pennington and them, and mm-hmm. who is? Well, no, yeah, it's a Chad Pennington and them. I don't even know who the head coach was.
Especially how Tua was up and down too.
Exactly. And, you feel what I'm saying? Wasn't there? Ryan Fitzpatrick you had, winning ball games. You had no. You mean Ryan Fitzpatrick was playing quarterback last year? No. Last year. And it was Jacoby Brissett winning those games this year. Exactly. Like, come on, man, dog. Can y'all get him a quarterback?
7-game win streak.
And it wasn't him that drafted Tua over Justin Herbert. It was the GM, but the GM still got his job.
GM got his job though.
That's crazy.
Stop it, bro.
Another one to me personally was
the Texans coach.
Unless they had a bug inside that draft room, and it was Brian Flores that was voting for Tua instead of the GM.
Right.
Whoever took Tua over Justin should get fired.
Should be
fired. But then I don't know because I mean, still, even if Brian would have made that mistake, it's still like he coached them into two winning seasons.
Right.
So, I mean, that's a hard pill to swallow.
But I was saying, I think, what's his name? David Culley, I think his name is, for the Texans head coach. Uh-huh. I think that was a surprising firing, only giving them 1 year.
Yeah, with no Deshaun Watson, going through what they was going through in the offseason and them having to answer Deshaun Watson questions every single day. And they weren't terrible.
They were pretty competitive with no running game.
They can't run worth a spit.
And Davis Mills.
They got us three at their guards.
Davis.
You at center. I'm at right guard. He ain't left guard.
Davis Mills.
Come on, man.
Stop it.
They can't run for a lick, man. So, it's terrible to see how. But then it's like a lot of these coaches do be placeholders anyway. And I feel like he probably does deserve better regardless. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know, man. I hope a lot of these dudes do get another chance. I feel like Brian Flores is probably going to get into that Texans position. That's what everybody is leading to. But it's still like, all right, he has to go through what he has to go through. Okay. But I do hope David Culley does get another shot. So, right. I mean.
What you think about
this? Who you think got the best team?
What's the best open spot right now?
I was going to mention first the other two, Matt Nagy and then Denver coach.
Matt Nagy, you said Matt Nagy was going to keep it. I knew Matt Nagy was going
to
keep it.
I didn't say he was going to keep it. I said I wanted him to keep it.
He wasn't going to keep it.
I knew he was.
Just because of the maturation of Justin Fields.
But I feel like he's lost his – that
– He lost the team.
I'm a Niners fan. So I like to remind people that – Kyle Shanahan, his first 2 years, we were terrible.
Yeah.
And I used to love watching every single game because he was still this great creative coach. I feel like Matt Nagy lost that, all right, he's still creative. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I feel like...
You don't have that.
Yeah, I feel like what you saw from the maturation from it's going to still record regardless.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But what you see from Justin Fields was just Justin Fields being a great competitor. I feel like Justin Fields is just an intelligent, great young quarterback. I feel like he's one of those dudes that is going to be a problem to be reckoned with, and I feel like they want to match his talent with a young, innovative coach. Who do you feel like is going to match that? I mean, I don't want to get into that because that's a whole other probably segment that we can tap into maybe off-season-wise for our off-season.
For the coaching-wise?
But what's the best open... coaching vacancy right now. Open coaching job right
to me, because to me, personally, I would say Chicago. Well, it's out of Chicago. I would say Chicago and Denver 1A, 1B. Chicago, just because they have a young quarterback, I think that's going to be good. And they do have a good defense. Their defense was playing well early in the season. I don't know what happened at the end. And they were competitive in some games. They played the Green Bay Packers competitive to a point. Mm. So... I think I do see something there with Chicago, and I'm gonna just go out and say this. I think the best fit for Chicago with head coaching, go out and get Dougie Peterson. I think that's the best fit for Chicago, bro. I'm just putting that out there.
Dougie P?
I like Dougie.
Yeah, okay.
Just for Justin.
My thing is, I feel like a major chip has to fall. Where Deshaun Watson is coming back.
Okay.
I feel like he's coming back. Where is he going
to
play?
I'm about to say, is he coming back to Houston? To play in Houston?
No.
Now, if he go to Miami, that might be the spot.
And that's where I was leaning towards. That's the major piece that it all comes down to is, like, we know Deshaun Watson is not going to be away from football for 2 years.
Yeah.
Right. Especially if it's not criminal charges being pressed against him, which I haven't heard anything about that yet. So as the progression goes on in his criminal case and his criminal trial with these women and his accusations, eventually the NFL has to allow him to come back. So, I mean, that's the major chip. Aside from that, I would have to agree. I would probably say Denver or Miami.
Yeah.
Denver or Miami. Okay. But then it's hard thinking about Miami. Then it's hard thinking about Miami and Denver because you think about the division that they're in. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You got Denver already on locks with three young quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Three young quarterbacks. Then you think about the East, got two. And then, you know what I'm saying? Josh Allen, so. What you thinking, cousin?
I say Miami.
You say Miami?
I say Miami.
You say Miami?
Yeah.
I want to see it. If you say Miami in the sense,
what do y'all think about
Deshaun Watson or with Tua? You think Tua with Tua there?
I think Tua can be a.
Tua just has to prove he can stay healthy.
Yeah, I think he'd be a great quarterback if he stay healthy, and if we get a good coach, a great quarterback coach, where though he can progress and be consistent.
He got cut down on the turnovers too. That's one thing.
And cut down on turnovers. That
but he's
too.
So
and he,
small.
I think
and
Miami can
still
be
young too.
Miami can be all right.
So small.
I think Miami will be all right.
Yeah, I think Miami is a good spot. I think they're a good spot.
So they talk about coaching right now. We talk about the vacancies and stuff. We got to talk about the fact that right now it's only one African American head coach in the NFL right now.
Ridiculous.
Which is utterly ridiculous.
Well, we're gonna say 80% of the league is African American.
Yeah, and then but the coaching is a little different, and we ain't gonna get into ownership into general managers and other that.
Exactly, yeah. Other higher positions and all that.
We ain't gonna get into that yet. But one coach, what do you think that means? Like, what is your thoughts on that? Like,
for me, that just shows like what we mean as far as like equality.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, when we mean equality, it means like leadership positions that people earn and people deserve. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, when and then I want to speak on, I forgot what journalist broke it, but it was from ESPN. But he was saying like a lot of these coaching interviews talk about business side instead of X's and O's.
Right.
And it's like, our business is X's and O's.
That's our business.
What are we talking about here? What are we talking about?
Talking about financials and numbers.
What you talking about? You talking about how we going to fill the seats? We going to win. You want to know how we going to win?
You want to know how we going to win football games?
So, I mean, it's sad. It's disgraceful. Like we said, I mean, hopefully Brian Flores has that Houston job locked up, but
I think Brian Flores, when he's going to find a job, so you know what I mean.
But I mean, still, what's that going to be number two? You know what I mean? Like, come on, man.
For me, it's just the lack of opportunity
mm-hmm.
because it's not like it's not worthy candidates out there. Like we were talking earlier off the set, Eric Bieniemy.
Been out there
for so long. His name been out there for so long.
I mean, ever since Andy Reid been dominating in Kansas City, Eric Bieniemy has been that name that's been out there. that's his right hand man, and so.
I mean, there's other opportunities. Like, I think Byron Leftwich should have an opportunity.
Yeah.
Just given what he's taken from Tom Brady in these last couple of years.
What he's done as far as a football player.
Being a football player. He's going to be a player's coach. We already know that. So, I mean, there's a lot of names we can throw out there.
The great offensive coordinators.
But it's just all about opportunity.
But then it's not only that. It's like, why do we got to be names that we know of? Did we know about Sorensen before he got picked as the Eagles coach? No.
Nah.
They was like, who the Joe fuck Judge? Is Bull? Who Joe Judge?
Joe Judge, for real. Joe Judge, wasn't he like the special team coach for New England?
I mean, John Harbaugh was, too. Yeah. So, yeah. But still, you know what I'm saying?
John Harbaugh was a big name, though.
Why when it comes to...
That's a Harbaugh. It was a big name.
Yeah, that's a Harbaugh.
He's a Harbaugh.
But still, it's like...
That's the pass.
When it comes to the black coaches, like, we got to know their name. And then we got Deuce Staley out here that's, you know what I'm saying, he probably should get promoted with the Eagles.
Immediately.
You know what I'm saying? So,
oh, Deuce Staley, he's been one of the best running back coaches in the league.
For
how long? Yeah. I don't even think he got a offensive coordinator job yet.
So. I just want to see the good African-American offensive coordinators and defensive coordinators that's doing great.
Right.
Get the opportunity.
That's even that's all I want to say. Give Todd Bowles another shot. I know Todd Bowles had a head coaching stint.
Yeah. And that's the thing about this. That's the thing.
They get him one shot and it'll be done.
That's the thing to elaborate on opportunity. Even if you have a bad first try, how many white coaches
get plenty tries?
Get plenty
second
tries.
Second, third, fourth.
You see what I'm saying?
What was what's his name? Just because he went to the Super Bowl, what is his name? Last name Fisher. Stephen A. Smith used to hate him.
Oh, Jeff Fisher.
Jeff Fisher. Because he was mediocre. Literally, his record was 500. Kept his job for like 30 years.
Jason Garrett type time, huh?
I mean, Jason Garrett, he only had his job because he was a cowboy from the Rip.
Facts, I'm saying? He was a cowboy stepson.
He was close to the family, so we ain't even going to get into that.
Exactly. But yeah, man. I mean, hopefully we get more opportunities. Yeah, hopefully definitely. We see more opportunities come along. I mean,
sure. All right. So let's move on to like we already seen the two games today. We watch. Well, we're currently watching the Buffalo Bills beat the brakes off of New England. But
bad.
What y'all think the best? Like, I'm gonna go with you, Lack, first. What's the best matchup this Super Wild Card weekend?
Matchup to Super Wildcard Weekend. I'm going to go with the Cowboys and the 49ers.
Wow.
Because of the quarterback matchup. Jimmy G.
You say the quarter? That is true. You think about that. That's like the most intriguing matchup as far as
that's
like.
That's interesting to me. Like I said, it can go either way, man.
Facts.
Go either way, man.
You done seen Dak outduel A-Rod, but then you seen Dak not be able to have his opportunity to beat Jared Goff because he didn't have
Our defense didn't show.
So it's tough, man. That's why I tell people a lot of times, like with this football stuff, that's why it's the best sport out. That's why it's the most authentic sport out. It's the most raw sport out. It's one and done. And you got to, like, that's why I said last time, it's so impressive what the Patriots accomplished in that 20-year span with Bill Belichick and Tom Brady because
you'll never see another team like that again.
One and done. You feel what I'm saying?
Never see another team like that again.
10 appearances in 20 years? 7 rings in 20 years?
Mm-hmm.
6 rings in 20 years?
6 rings.
Tom Brady got 7. My bad.
Tom got more than teams.
A lot of teams. Most teams.
All teams.
Yeah, teams.
All teams.
My bad. But yeah.
What's your favorite matchup this weekend?
I'm going to say the Monday Night Zone. Because I feel like the hype around the Rams, people saying they got to come together. Then you think about how the Cardinals came out the gate. Then they stumbled. Mm-hmm. Then they kind of stumbled into the playoffs. What happened last week?
Yeah. And the Rams don't look as strong as people are projecting them as well, personally, I think. So that's
you got to think about the thing that everybody wanted to make a big deal out of in the offseason is clearly their weak point.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You cannot say that Matt Stafford is not their weak link in the team right now. I'm sorry.
James go as far as Matt Stafford?
Of course. Right now?
Okay.
They're not going in. Say they beat the Cards. I got the Cards. We're going to get into that later. But I got the Cards just to put it out there right now. Say they do beat the Cards. They go on. I think they would have to play whoever went out of the I don't think the Birds going to beat the Bucks, so it's probably going to be the Birds and the Bucks and the Rams.
Yes.
Ooh. I wouldn't see them beating the Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see that
man. For me, so I was going. I was thinking about the Monday night. I was going to pick the Monday night game, but I knew you was going to pick the Monday night game. So I'm gonna go something different. I'm gonna go with that Eagles Bucks game, and this is why. I think this is a trap game, because for me, the Eagles are obviously they're the best running team in football this year. Mm-hmm. If they can run the football and keep Tom Brady off the field,
I'm gonna tell you why.
Who knows?
I feel like their run game is creative, but it's not creative enough.
Right. You don't think Jalen Hurts can do enough?
I don't think it's enough. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I feel like it's almost like when the Vikings would get to the playoffs mm-hmm. with AP. Mm-hmm. Like, you know he's a great runner. He didn't have great games.
Yeah, he came lying too much.
But is it creative enough? Mm-hmm. Are you going to be able to get him in space enough? Because you know they're going to focus on him.
Right.
Are you going to be able to use that focus that they have and go over mm-hmm. top or hit them with a counter? Mm-hmm. I don't know if they can. Enough mm-hmm. times. I know they will probably here and there. Mm-hmm. But enough times? I don't know. I don't know, man. And then that's Tom Brady. Yeah. He's going to come in ready. He's not going to come in and lose to the Eagles.
Yeah. We'll get into the award winners. The award winners.
So we gonna do flash, like a little flash John?
Yeah, I'm gonna just we gonna do every one by one. So MVP. We're gonna do the MVP. We're gonna do the MVP, defensive player of the year, offensive player of the year,
coach of the year.
Coach of the year.
Rookie of the year.
Offensive rookie defensive rookie. Yeah. All right, so MVP, unanimous probably. Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Got Aaron Rodgers.
Yay.
Yay.
Yay. defensive player of the year.
I think you're unanimous on that. Not unanimous.
We talked about it.
TJ. I was TJ. Listen, TJ, listen. Bro. We know who our host is on this show. And Micah had a spectacular year. Spectacular. He is stupid.
He's great.
But you cannot not give it to TJ after the year he just had, bro. I'm sorry. And he in the offs. If he didn't make the offs, I might have split the hair and said, hey.
I'm going to say this. That's exactly why I would say he's the defensive player over. I would give it to him over the rookie, even though the rookie, being a rookie, that's what I would say gives him a little more mm-hmm. because he's a rookie doing what he's doing. But T.J. Watt, man,
hats off.
I mean, he was my preseason, defense.
Right. Congratulations, defense man. Breaking the, the single season record on sacks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
from the great Michael Strahan. Michael I remember Michael Strahan got that joint, and Brett Favre gave it to him. Sat down. Mm-hmm. Suck herself. I remember that joint on Fox.
He said suck herself.
It's been a while since when I broke the record, too. It's been almost 20 years. So.
Yeah, that's a lot of sacks in the season, cuz. Yeah. 23. Well, yeah, 22 and a half. Yeah. What did TJ end up with? 23, 24?
I think 23 and a half, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. So I know he was at 21 and a half. I think he got two more sacks.
23 and a half.
Yeah. Offensive player of the year. Damn.
Offensive player of the year?
Who you got? Because we might be different. We might have different opinions on this.
We might.
Offensive player of the year.
So you know who you had?
It's kind
of hard. I'm going to go with Jonathan Taylor.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Jonathan Taylor. Spectacular year. Unstoppable. Best back in the league. Just an all-around great season. That season is going to be a highlight film for kids to come for years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, give me JT.
I'm going to go with Tom Brady.
I was going there. I was thinking time. Right, I was thinking time.
What about you, Ryan?
See, I'm stuck right now. Because I'm thinking I want to go with the boy, Joe Burrow.
I was going to go with Justin Herbert for 5,000 yards.
But then y'all said Tom Brady. And you got to look at, you got to look at the touchdowns, the yards. It's hard not to say Tom.
That's who I was thinking on hard. Yeah. And I feel like, he probably going to get it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
especially because Jonathan Taylor kind of tailed off towards the end of the season. So exactly. Yeah, he lost a lot of steam towards the end of the season. So, yeah, I wouldn't be too surprised, but yeah, that's I'm still a rock with JT. Hopefully, he gets some love.
Offensive rookie. I think that's unanimous.
Offensive rookie. I like Jamar Chase all day.
Yeah.
I think that's
JC. Jamar Chase
all day. Defensive rookie, I think that might be you.
I mean, Micah. Come on.
Coach of the year. Probably you, man.
Yeah, Mikey.
Mikey Vrabel. Mikey Vrabel.
The lazy eye.
The lazy eye. I think he just, the identity of the team is him. You feel what I'm saying?
Like, exactly. Play. Like we said, restated, reiterated throughout the season.
Even after losing.
Great coach.
Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
He's back.
So, that's it.
Oh, he coming back, ain't he?
He said he's back.
Derrick Henry's coming back, yeah. Watch out for the 1-seed Tennessee, man.
Bow. Boom.
Bow.
But I still think they, the Chiefs still my favorite in the AFC. I'm sorry. They still the same team to me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry.
Until
still the same
proven
team.
Otherwise.
Until proven otherwise, they still the same team to me. They rely too heavy on the run game. I don't know if Tannehill can beat a barn burner. If he can come out on top in a barn burner.
I will say this, though.
He got to win with his arm.
I will say this, though. He have the weapons.
I don't think he does.
A.J. Brown?
A.J. Brown is sick, but he on some sick, like, he can do it meticulously. Like, if you got a run game with it.
Right.
But I don't think he's a dude, like,
when you got
he not a Tyreek Hill to me. He not a Jamar Chase to me.
Right.
And T. Higgins. He don't scare me on that, like, big threat. Like, he can throw it up and I'm going to snatch it. You know what I'm saying?
I understand. But to me, with the addition of King Henry coming back, it makes him more comfortable. We'll see. When you got to worry about King Henry, it makes it easier to pass the football.
We'll see.
That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying they're going to win. I'm just saying that's a different aspect when you got to worry about a man that's 260 pounds that runs like a damn freight train.
He's a monster. He beat us single-handedly.
And he's healthy.
I give him props.
And he's fresh.
My 90 single-handedly. But listen, man, my Niners ain't got the defensive back, and I don't see him doing it again. But they ain't got the defensive backfield. Most people ain't got the defensive backfield we got. That thing is horrible. And we got Emmanuel Mosley back, so our defensive backfield got a little bit better. Okay. Yeah, we getting healthy.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. Wait, lead us on to the next part.
So we get into the ending part. We get into the ending part. We usually do a fast five, so this week, since it's obviously not five games, we all gonna pick our favorite game, and you know, obviously pick the winner and the outcome, the score. So, fave Super Wild Card Weekend game.
He tried to think of something smooth, y'all. Y'all should have saw his face just now. It was like. For me, though, I'm going to go with the Monday night game. I'm going to go with the Cards, though. I like the Cardinals. Everybody, these two people right here know I really like Kyler Murray. I like the Cardinals. I've been picking them on Madden since last year. I like their young team. I feel like they're young. They're hot. They're crazy. They're super competitive. And I feel like they're going to come out and punch the Rams in the mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Give me the Cardinals. I'm going to say 31-20. I think they're going to pull away at the end. I think it's going to be a thing where it's like Matt Stafford going to have a chance. He's going to get a ball up. And the Cardinals going to march down the field. And it's going to be like, all right, that's the dagger.
Okay. You got your game, Mac, or you want me?
No, like I said, my game was Cowboys and the 49ers game.
All right, so I'm pick the outcome. Who's going to win, like, and what's the score?
Like I said before, I said the Cowboys are going to win.
Oh.
28-23. I think that he's going to make a big play at the end of the game. That's going to
fourth quarter drive.
Okay. I could see that with our porous defensive backfield.
The Cowboys defense is going to have a good game, I think. I think Garoppolo is going to have a good game, but I think overall, Cowboys are going to pull the game out.
Okay.
I wanted to pick our game, but I'm not going to be corny and do that. So, I'm going to go with my game that I picked earlier, the Eagles and the Bucks game. And I talked shit about the Eagles and shit about running the ball, but I don't think they're going to beat the Bucks. But it's going to be competitive. It's going to be more competitive than what people fucking think, I think, personally. So, I'm going to pick them to win. It's going to be a good game. It's going to be a close one. I think I'm going to go with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's going to be a score like, I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I'm going to go like 31-24.
Okay.
Bucks.
Yep. Okay.
That's what I'm going to do.
31-24?
You got your top five?
Top five.
You want to go first?
I'll go first with my top five, Mike.
Go ahead.
I'm going to start off with my top five, y'all. Since Vernon don't want to explain, he want to call me the dummy. Since we ain't doing our top 10 power rankings because it's the playoffs right
I'm
now.
I'm a dummy.
Who's
the dummy?
So we doing our top five playoff teams right now, and I'm going to go first. For me, at number one, I got the Packers. Packers are the most complete team that I've seen so far this season. They look like this should be their year. I know we said this probably the past 2 years. That's just because Aaron Rodgers has been spectacular. But I feel like Lazard is seasoned now. Right. I feel like Devontae is finally, like not finally, but he's really at his peak, at his pinnacle. He's at his Mount Rushmore, at his, at his Mount Everest. You right. feel what I'm saying? Peak.
Highest
he
peak.
High right now. You feel what I'm saying? So I think he's unstoppable, and I feel like that team is bound for a Lombardi if it's not for my Niners. Okay. At number two, I got the Kansas City Chiefs. I got the Kansas City Chiefs at number two because I feel like Pat Mahomes is just the new age. I don't know what to call him. He's the new age Pat Mahomes. He's becoming his own brand. He's a special talent, and he's going to find a way to get back to the AFC Championship game. The Chiefs are scary, and if they're in the AFC Championship game, it's no telling. Especially no who they end up playing here. Give me the Chiefs at two. At three, I got the Titans. You got to give props where props are due. They have the number one bye in the AFC. They are a very competitive team. You got King Henry coming back quite possibly. These two people right here know I love King Henry as well. Before these past two seasons, I was playing with King Henry and the Titans on Madden. I'm just a big fan of his size, the way he runs with his size behind his pads. He is a monster, man. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait to see him back on the field. And number four, I got the Bucks. What else can I say besides Tom Brady? Shaq Barrett isn't out. A lot of the dudes that I said were out for the season for the season. They may be coming back.
Yeah, Shaq Barrett might come back.
He might be coming back. So, besides Chris Godwin, he's definitely out for the season. But other than that,
defensively,
then like Vern was even saying, even with those guys, they've been fluctuating throughout the season. That's why they're so far back. If they look like the defense that they were coming into the postseason last year, they might be a little bit higher. But I got them a little bit lower just because of something different. It's looking bad, y'all. At five, I have this team that is smoking the New England Patriots like a backwood. The Buffalo Bills. I got the Buffalo Bills at number five. I think right now, you just got to think about, I think this is a division game. They know them very well. This is what happens when you play a team for the third time, and sometimes they just really can't match you. Like, Bill can't out-scheme a team for three times. Especially the way they played them three times in the past, month and a half. That's a lot to ask.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You feel what I'm saying? Especially with him having to scheme for other teams, having to get into the playoffs. So it's hard to ask for Bill, but this Bills team is scary. And they were close last year, so watch out for the Bills. That's my top five. Round it out.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, they not they top five ain't messing with mine, y'all.
Our top five is very similar. I'm getting to a top. Our top three is pretty much the same. Green Bay, obviously the best team in football right now, going into the playoffs. They were number one seed in the NFC, best record in the league. Mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers, another MVP year probably. Back-to-back MVP. I think your man did it last, or was it Tom Brady? Somebody did Peyton. It last. Peyton Manning. I think it was Peyton Manning who did it last. But, come on. Number two, KC, obviously. Patrick Mahomes, like you said, is on a tear right now. And then, you know, the coaching of Andy Reid. We talked about Eric, you know, the great minds, the talent, Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hills.
They're right back where we expect
them. And defense is playing better than they did earlier in the season. KC, number two. And number three, Tennessee, man. Tennessee, obviously, with the addition of King Henry coming back, they're going to be very scary coming in the playoffs to play.
King Henry.
King. And then obviously we said the coaching of Mike Vrabel. This team just takes on the identity of his personality. It's just great to see on the football field.
Yeah.
Number four, I got Tampa Bay. I think that was the same top. Yeah, you had Tampa Bay at four too, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the same top four. So Tampa Bay at four. I mean, Tom Brady, like you said, again, healthy on the defensive side of the ball. obviously, offensively, they lost some pieces, but I think they're still competent enough for, you know, Tom Brady can still make some plays. He's just going to need some other players to step up. Scotty Miller's, what's the other tight end named? Brate. These type guys is going to have to step up. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? Make plays, and they can. They have.
Right.
So, Tampa Bay at four. And then number five, I got your arch nemesis, the L.A. Rams. I'm going to put them at five just because of the talent. Just because of the talent.
What?
And the way they...
I got to challenge Bud on this, cuz.
You know.
I mean, fuck you mean?
Me personally, if I think of the Bills and the Rams play, I think the Rams would beat the Bills.
What?
Because I don't think the Rams is going to run the ball. I don't think the Bills are going to run the ball well enough to beat them.
Cut it.
I just feel it. I just feel it.
Cut it. What's your top five? Because this dude is clearly a fucking Rams brother.
I don't love the Rams. I love their talent. I love their talent.
My top five of them. Number one, I'm going with Green Bay. No.
We're in a Hollywood nigga anyway, y'all. Just to throw that out there.
Fuck LA.
Yeah, LA nigga. Green Bay, my number one,
man. Aaron Rodgers, I think he's going to go all the way. You know, obviously. The offense is clicking right now. Devontae Adams is unstoppable.
Yeah.
Number two, I'm going to go with the Bills. I love Josh Allen.
This nigga got the Bills.
And number two.
I switched up a little bit. I did have the Titans at number two, but I switched up a little bit. But I'm going to go with the Bills at number two. Josh Allen.
Who is your real number two?
The Titans.
He was a sucker.
And I think their defense, they got the best defensive line in the
So did you change it because they beating on New England right now?
No, I changed it because that was my Super Bowl pick before the playoffs.
Okay.
So, so like I said, I switched it for the Bills from number two to number three. I put the Titans at number three. I had them at number two, but, you know, coming to the playoffs, number one seed, the first round by Derrick Henry coming back. They're going to be scary. They got a great defense, so I love defense going to the playoffs, so it's going to be good. It's going to be great. Number four, I got the Rams. I know Mr. Bro ain't going to like that, but I know. Like I said, their defense is great. Like I said, I love defense going to the playoffs, and they got great talent, man. All they have to do is just put it together, and I think they will.
He said their defense is great.
They're not great. They was great last year.
He said their defense is great.
They good. They got
great. He said their defense is great. They was up 17-0.
Okay.
They was up 17-0.
Playoffs are definitely a different season.
Slow game down a little bit.
Fuck out of here, Mike.
I got the Rams tomorrow.
Hey, yo, man. They some hot.
So,
We'll see. Man.
Number five,
we'll
I got see the next Cowboys,
week.
Man.
I'm inviting Lack on next week.
I got the five. I got the Cowboys at number five, man. Bring me up, man. I'm a great me up.
What are you talking about?
Like I said, the Cowboys are number five. Like I said, the offense is like, I believe, number one offense going to the playoff.
Who? Who you got at number five?
The Cowboys.
Okay. Dang, your top five was completely different. Yeah,
you know what I mean? So.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. He a cow. Yeah, he a closet Cowboys lover anyway, y'all. Just to like let y'all know.
Be nice.
Dak is going to have a great game against the 49ers, man. Put that out there.
I hope he's wrong, y'all. I'm not even going to argue that because our defensive backs is trash, man. No, they need to call me. I ain't going to say that. I'm 30 now, man. Don't call me. I'm popping a hammy out there, John. But yeah, man, lead us into the next puck, man, because y'all on this, this LA love and all this.
We usually do the upset pick.
Oh, yeah.
You got an upset for tomorrow?
I ain't got no upset, man. We ain't going to do no upset, John, for the playoffs. Yeah. Unless we.
I don't feel there's going to be no upset.
Because they get y'all three. That's basically a push.
That's because we're home.
It really can be an upset. I don't think unless it's the Eagles and Bucks.
And Eagles and Bucks.
I ain't taking it.
Nobody here think the Eagles.
Unless y'all think the Cardinals over the Rams is an upset.
No.
I ain't got no upsets.
No, I don't think it's an upset, but I still think the Rams are going
to win. I think that's an intriguing matchup being a division.
Everybody taking the Rams. So I'm going to say the Cardinals. Say no. Y'all know what it is, man. This is a great episode. Thanks for coming on, Lack.
Thanks for having me on, y'all. I appreciate
y'all, man. Of course.
Laggity.
It was a great joint. Hope y'all enjoy. Y'all know what it is. Like, comment, share, subscribe. Mizzy World Entertainment, Mad Mizzy Sports, NFL Edition, Vern Knowledge, Lack, Live for Quality Lack on Instagram. Follow us.
Follow me, y'all.
Y'all know what it is, man.
Knowledge.
Vern Knowledge, Mizzy World ENT. Y'all know what it is. Follow us. Subscribe. Gang, gang.
Gang, gang.